Yo, I got a story about money, women, and power, and who truly has it. Her name seems to slip my mind, but her face is stuck in my brain. Can vaguely remember the day we met, see it had rained. The road over on Sepulveda was wet, and my car wasn't hugging the terrain. So there I came into her lane. I was to blame, but stopped my headlight in the front, cause I ran into her back, but she didn't overreact, cause her cruiser wasn't even scratched. In fact, now that I think back, I was getting maxed by your Tinder, oh yeah. Now I remember Vanessa from Maryland, aggressive and very tan. It was December of 94 when she was finding oh attractive, looking like an actress, skilled in the art of mattress. She asked if I was cool, I said sure, but damn I feel like manure, because baby I ain't insured. Her reply, poor baby, don't worry, I understand, but man makes the money, money never makes the man. She said,
man makes the money, money never makes the man. Man makes the money, money never makes the man.
It was all the way live. She flipped me a downtown high rise in 1995, 850 I. No more says highs, strictly chronic and tie. Rolled in place, then a gold cigarette case. Licorice papers for sweeter taste. My pockets was laced with big head Benjamins, crushing cinnamon, linen, and black gaiters. Platinum chains, rings, and bracelets. Found out she was a mule for the mob. Had plans to rob and wanted me in on the job. Bust this, disgusted. One night in the middle of sex, she asked to press, are you down for this? And I said, yes, baby, yes. Confess it was a bit risque this way, but when she hugged and kissed me, I didn't care. Got to the point I didn't even wear underwear, cause she was wanted everywhere and anyway. We was after the cabbage to continue living lavish. She had a plan, hit an X-Man for 300 grand. I just put him to sleep and keep it moving to a spot where we used to creep. Agreed, greed bubbled up inside me indeed. So on Friday when he received loot, I walked in and proceeded to shoot niggas in their knees. Fuck free, yeah, yeah, there's the money. Oh shit, and 17 keys. Stashed up the shit, shot to the designated spot at the designated time. She was late, I had to wait, escalated my mind to stop the shakes. I had just shot niggas up like a scene out of Carlito's Way. She walked in around 10, I was in the corner with my 9, saying I thought 8 was the time we had agreed upon. But I noticed she was nervous, I said, what's going on? That's when she learned it. She worried about the mob when we did it. The money given, trust me baby, I'll be back in a minute. Then she kissed me on my face, grabbed me up under my waist and left. I sat for 3 hours and still not a trace. So I figured I got the 17, I'ma just dip. That's when the cops showed up, talking about an anonymous tip. They got the dirty cookers and the pure uncooked. Took me and my attorney's hell just to get me one L. With no possibilities of parole, I was lost. Vanessa made me, made loot and made off. What? I said Vanessa made me, made loot and made off. That's what she told me. But remember, the lips of strange women drop like honeycomb. Her mouth will be sweet as oil. You can tell.